Hello.
Hi, Greg. It's Nadine.
Hey. Hey, how you doing? I called the number, but
good.
I couldn't get through the...
You have to put 623. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
I got your message.
No problem.
That's why I called you.
Okay.
Okay.
So, quick question. My wife has a couple questions I couldn't answer, but they're basic, and she just wants to, if I could put you on speaker, would that be cool?
Yeah, of course.
And
of course. Please do.
Okay, and then I got my card information, and I'll give that to you after, but she has just a few questions, so 1 second.
Yeah, absolutely. Liz.
Okay,
hi, Liz.
Second.
Okay.
1 second. Let me get you on the speaker. Okay, now I'm on the speaker.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good for a Monday.
Okay, good. Yeah, me too. I'm actually working as we're speaking here, so.
Okay.
I had a couple questions.
Yes.
One of them is it possible to get, Greg was showing me the information, and then, of course, the prices you quoted are different from what's on the service list. Is there any way to get that in an email, what's being provided for what prices and the initial setup and what the monthly fee is and how that is reoccurring?
Yeah, that's what I sent him. If you look at the email, I sent him an email, and it'll say Google and Facebook marketing.
Okay, let me look. And what email did it send?
I sent it to the GregHeel63@mail.com.
Okay, I'm going to look at that right now. Okay, so that was my question. I wanted just to kind of see what we're signing up for.
Yes.
Now,
in that email, it says pricing is $299 month to month with a one-time setup fee of $99. So what he's paying is the first month and the $99, which is $398, and it'll show it even on his invoice, what he paid and what the monthly is after. So his monthly is always going to be $299 a month. That's why I sent him the email so that he has it there, and he'll also see it on his invoice that every month after is going to be $299 a month. That price, that's whether he's with us 6 months or 6 years, it will never change.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay. And then access track. Okay. So on the list, you sent him a link that shows the services. That's probably on the email prior, right?
So on the one that says Google and Facebook marketing.
Okay. Yeah.
What's entailed in there? First page placement, results on Google and Bing. The position is an exclusive listing. What that means is we're not going to work with another company that does epoxy flooring in his territory. So we don't work in the way where we sign him up and a bunch of other epoxy, you know, flooring guys, because
okay,
we
so
work against ourselves.
That was my other question. On there, it says leads. So this is what you're talking about. He's getting direct leads from you guys.
They call them leads, but what they are is actual phone calls. They call them leads. But it's not a lead like if he's ever utilized like a Thumbtack or, say, like an Angie's Home Advisor. Those are lead-generating companies where what they do is they send you information of a potential prospect, right? A potential client, and they give you their information, that person's phone number, their address, and what have you. And you have to call that person. Those aren't the kind of leads that we get him. The leads that we're getting him are actual direct calls. So currently on his Google profile page, he and I talked about this. He's got a different phone number. It's not even his physical phone number listed there. It's apparently a number that's supposed to be, it's what they call a tracking number that's linked to his phone. What we're going to do, and I mentioned this to him, we're going to update the address on his Google profile page because it shows him PIN verified in Corona. We're going to update it with his current location, right, in Sunland, Shadow Hills, but the address is going to be hidden. We're going to update it to reflect his actual phone number to show on that Google profile page. So when he's appearing on that first page of Google, they're in that local map section. They click on that phone number. It's a click to call. They click on it. He's getting the call coming directly to him. They call them leads, but it's not an actual lead that has information of a potential prospect. It's a direct call.
Yeah. Okay, so he showed me a screen. Okay, so I'm looking at your email that has the stuff on it, and it says platinum on here, $599. And I know the price is different because I'm looking at the email, but on this platinum list, it says something that here, it says lead generation? Is this-
oh, it's the lead generation box. So the lead generation box is what's on the website, right? It'll say, like, contact us. So on that website, it's, you know, a lot of times people are searching when they should be working, right? They don't have time to call him.
Right.
You know how some of us do, I'm not going to lie. So they might not have a moment to call him. If they fill out that contact form on his website, we consider that a hot lead, right? They can fill out their information, their question, their phone number, their address, their email. He will get that sent to him in an email, and he can also view it in his client dashboard that he's going to have access to, okay? Because
yeah.
We don't want him to miss anything. So that lead generation box is actually the contact form that's on the website.
So it's within his direct. Yeah. Okay. So
correct.
When I know what you're saying about lead generation, because it's Angie List is the perfect company who's the middle person who gets people calling
yes.
in, filter out based on area, scope of work. But lead generation in your term is that you're going to provide the client who's interested in Greg's service a way to click, fill
call
out
him directly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's because it could be misleading, like lead generation. I'm thinking, oh God, do they, you, I didn't know if you guys had a different service that provides that, but no, you're saying within his website or wherever he's going to be.
Yes. Yeah. So if someone, let's say someone was checking out his website, right? But they didn't have time to call him and they go to that form and they fill it out. That's considered
yeah.
a lead, right?
Okay.
What we're doing is we're setting his profile up to where when they're performing that search, using his keywords, his search terms, they'll see his profile, and we're not saying he's going to be the only guy listed there because, of course, other companies in his area do the same service, right? But they're not working with us. They're working with other companies. Our job is to ensure that he's always coming up in the search results at the moment someone's performing that search, whether it's on Facebook or on Google, because we're also doing Facebook ads. Facebook ads are also going to be a click to call. So when they click on his ad, they're going to call him directly.
Okay.
The terminology is always called leads, but they're actual calls.
Okay. So this lead generation where they fill it out, where is that located?
If you look at the website that I sent, if you look at that email where it says my site at the bottom, it says website.
Yes.
There's a hyperlink that says my site. Click on that.
Okay.
And this is just an example I gave him just so he has an idea of the layout. Now, it'll show you as if you're looking at it from a desktop, from a tablet, or even from an iPhone, right?
Okay. Logan/is caters to people looking for services?
Yes. We're an SEO company.
Okay. So, and you provide other than the services that you're providing, you know, there's also people looking for contracting services that could go through you and look through your clients.
They don't go through us. No. They don't go through us. We're talking about primarily listing his business on Google. So let me clarify. Angie's Leads, Home Advisor, those are directories, okay? When people go to those sites, what they're doing is, they're sending you, this person is interested in your services, right? Call this
mm-hmm.
lead, okay? They're charging you for every lead that they send you. Whether
right.
it converts into a job or not, whether they even answer the phone when you call them. Half
right.
the time, with a lot of those leads, and I only know this because we work with a lot of their clients, when you call that lead, they don't answer the phone or they tell you, I wasn't requiring anything. You know what I mean? And no matter what, you're charged for it. Our job, we're a local SEO company, okay? We're a Google Channel partner. What we do, we're not the middleman. What we do is we make sure that your Google Business Profile page has that placement on the first page of Google, that you're always coming up in the search results. We don't control, like, what person's calling you. Our job is to always ensure that he's always coming up in the search results when someone's on Google looking for epoxy flooring. There's a variations of ways that they utilize keywords and search terms. So our job is to make sure that we're using the right keywords and search terms when they're performing that search for services, that he's coming up in the search results.
Okay, and will that lead generation option for potential customers be available also within the Facebook ad as well as Google search?
It's going to be, so that lead generation box is specifically on his website that we would be building.
Okay, so the Facebook ads, the Google, wherever these people are searching, whatever platform will point straight to his website, and then it'll be there.
So, for example, his Google profile page, the website will be attached there. On the directories that we list him on, the website link will be attached. On his Facebook page, it's going to have the link to his website. So if someone's just searching, looking at his website, they'll see that form there. If they want to fill it out, we're going to make sure that he gets that information because we consider it a hot lead. Someone has an interest in your service. Now, if they're just performing a search on Google, our job is to make sure that his profile, his Google business profile page, is appearing on the first page of Google. Primarily, when people are on Google, it's a click to call. They're calling the businesses that they're finding there. They're not like actually, a website's like pretty much having a menu, right, at a restaurant. You're more inclined to kind of going with that company because you see the work that they've done, right? You get to learn more about their business. That's really what a website's intentions are.
Well, it's
A lot of companies, they do this backlinking because they want to organically have that website come up. But 90% of those searches are going to start and stop on the first page of Google.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right? So that's what our job is. Of course, we want him to have a website where people could reference to, see his work, you know what I mean? And we include that box on there because, again, if someone doesn't have time to call him but they want to ask him a question, we don't want him to miss anything. Now, as far as the Facebook ads, right, Facebook ads are a click to call. Or if he wanted it to where that when they click on that Facebook ad, it takes them straight to his website, we can set it up in that way. I think ideally it's the click to call is what he would want, only because if someone clicks on that ad, he's going to get that call coming directly to him. Facebook ads have a better conversion rate than Google ads. And I'm just going to be honest with you on that. And that's why I was telling him, I feel like the Google ads isn't going to be as beneficial for him because they're on a rotation. Facebook ads is going to retarget anyone who's performed a search on Google for his services, and even if they didn't call him, and they're just browsing on their Facebook page, looking at pictures or stories, that's when they'll see his ad appear. It's like a perfect example. My husband does dialysis. The other day I had to call the dialysis center because we're going on vacation, and I need them to schedule his dialysis appointment out in Palm Desert where we're going to be at for the week. And so, you know, now I go on, and I couldn't even, for the life of me, I don't know why I couldn't remember the phone number that day because I talked to them almost at least 3 times a month. But needless to say, I had to go on Google, type in Fresenius Kidney Care near Anaheim, call them up. Well, now when I've gone on Facebook, just doing a post for my granddaughter's graduation, all of a sudden I get this Fresenius Kidney Care ad popping up. And it's because they targeted me as having an interest looking up their kidney care center. So that's how those Facebook ads are going to work.
Right, right. Got it. Okay, I just wanted clarification because I know, like, with the Angie's place, with the Angie list and all that.
Have you guys ever tried Angie's?
No, we don't want to.
I was going to say, honestly, in my opinion, I would not. First of all, there's two different that they have. It used to be called Home Advisor. Angie's bought them out. So now it's called Home Advisor powered by Angie's Leads. So there's an Angie's list, and then there's an Angie's leads, right, which used to be Home Advisor. They're two separate directories but owned by the same company. So the Angie's list puts you on a 12-month contract, and you pay monthly. I've heard it range anywhere from $400 to $800 a month, okay? It's a directory. We're talking you're being listed on their website. Now,
right.
Angie's leads, or used to be called Home Advisor, that's a pay per lead. Okay?
Yes.
So,
that's the market they're in, but that's not what we're looking for.
Exactly. And they're the type, and I will tell you, those leads that they send to you, they're like sending it to 3 or 4 other businesses that are your competitors. So all of you pay for the same lead, whether it converts into a job or not, or even if they don't answer the phone.
Yeah.
So, It's unique how they do it, but you know what I mean? I wouldn't suggest it for you guys, in my opinion. You don't want to be stuck on a contract, first of all, and you also don't want to be in a position where you're paying per lead and you're not getting a return. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, so that I just wanted clarification on the lead generation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Received the email, and Greg can explain to me that we had someone helping us, and the site is on the server, on his server, and I just really want it off. I want it to be neutral, and he said that you guys would be able to move that.
So this is just, yes, so this is what I told him, okay? We need his login credentials, so like he owns that domain, right? So I told him he needs to get his login credentials for the domain from the guy that currently has it or what have you. Mm-hmm. He needs the login credentials from him, and he needs that gentleman to also give him the access to the Google Business Profile page. And we'll walk Greg through it to add us on as managers. We're not owners. We're going to be managers of his Google Business profile so we can update the information, optimize it. So he has to give him that access, because if he doesn't give Greg the access, our hands are tied.
Okay, so that's what you need to get first before
I
we...
am, but I'm
okay, so my question is, what if he doesn't give access? What do we do at this point?
Then we would have to create him a new Google profile page, and I'm trying to avoid doing that because right now, currently, Greg has 5 Google reviews on that profile page, and that's the profile page we want to optimize. So I told Greg, we're going to need him to have that access, because the guy was the one who set it up. He said it, honestly, he should have never been set up in Corona. That address shouldn't even be showing. Google doesn't want the address to show.
There's a lot of things we know about this. So let me ask you this. Since it's hosted on his server, can we move that to – I always go with GoDaddy. I don't know why. It's just in my brain. But a server that is – like, where would we move it? Because you guys don't provide that.
We can host it. We can host it.
Oh, you can host it. So that you would be moving –
So that's why we're saying we need to have the login credentials for that website so that we can recreate it and host it.
Okay. All righty. So do we get that information first so that we can sign up, give you credit card information, give you hosting information?
That is completely up to you guys. And here's what I'm going to say is this, because once he and I set up the account, I have to schedule a client interview for him that's conducted with one of our technicians. That's when they're going to talk to him about the website, how to add us on as managers to the Google Business Profile, what keywords we're going to be using, what areas we're targeting. They're going to talk to him about the Facebook ads. If this guy doesn't give him access, he's tying our hands. So basically, everything that we're saying we're doing, we're not going to be able to do it. So how soon are you guys going to be able to get a hold of him is my first question.
Okay. Well, sometimes we don't get a hold of them right away. So let me ask you. We're going to try to do it as soon as possible. So we push for that. Once we sign up, how soon does that initial phone call take place?
If you guys sign up, for example, if we move forward today, I can either schedule the client interview for later on this afternoon. I'm looking at the calendar now. We have appointments. Our latest appointments are 3 to 4 o'clock. Or we schedule it for tomorrow if none of those times work for him, right? But typically that appointment takes anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes. It just depends on how many questions or details he has. But that's the most important appointment because they got to verify everything, not just off of what I listed. They want to talk more in depth with you about keywords and search terms and so forth. So once that's conducted, we're moving. So typically, I always like to schedule it, if not the same day, by no later than the following day, because the quicker he gets through that client interview, the faster we're moving.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my next question is these keywords. I mean, we're going to come up with keywords, but do you guys provide guidance of like...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because the technicians are the ones that have the database, so they're able to see what keywords are being more searched. Because we want to use the ones that are not just relevant to his services, but also that are going to get him within those search results on the first page. And he can always change the keywords at any time. It's not like, oh, they're set in stone and this is all you can use. but we're definitely, our account management team will utilize the ones that are the most searchable so that he's getting in the search results.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm going to let you talk to Greg. He's going to provide you with an credit card. Then he's going to get a hold of Aaron and get that information so we get it moved over so you guys can host it. On here, I'm thinking, is there, does this, what we're signing up for, does it have service where we can speak to someone in the event that we need help as a customer service?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I texted it to him, the phone number, so it's always going to be the 877 number. When he wants to talk to a customer service rep, he prompts the number one as soon as he hears the recording, and he'll be in touch with our customer service department. We're always here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4. So I had mentioned to Greg, anytime he has an update, modification, question, concern regarding his account, he's going to have a team that's dedicated to our, to his actual account, right? And we're always here Monday through Friday. So we pride ourselves in that because we want to make sure that we're addressing any changes he has, questions, because we're managing his profile page, right? That's our job.
Okay.
So this way he can focus on his work.
Right. So bottom line here, everybody wants to know, including myself, any hidden additional costs that we should be aware of that might, we might tap into.
Nope.
Because that's nothing.
If you guys decide, let's say you guys decide later on down the road you want to discontinue services, right? You just call 3 business days before the billing's due, so this way you're not incurring that charge, okay? The only thing that would happen is if you were to cancel, your Facebook ads won't be running because we're not managing them, we're not servicing them, right?
Uh-huh.
Eventually, you would fall off the first page because, of course, we're not maintaining it there anymore. Now, as far as the website, there's 2 things. You could either continue to just have us host and maintain that website, right? It's a $49 charge a month. We continue to host and just maintain your website, right? Your Google profile page isn't going to disappear. It doesn't revert back to what it was before. It's going to stay. Even any directories that we listed you on, your information still remains. You generate any reviews on your Google profile page, they don't disappear, okay? We can't erase that information. Now, you pay either $49 a month, we continue to host and maintain that website. If you decide, nope, I don't even want you guys doing that, the content that we created on that website is actually our content, so it'll disappear. That means you're going to have to find someone to either recreate the website and host it, because all websites have to be hosted. Right? But if you purchase that through GoDaddy, chances are you can probably recreate it yourself, but you're going to be paying GoDaddy the hosting fee.
Okay.
And I think it's like every 2 years you have to renew it or something like that, the domain.
Yeah. So while you are providing service, you have to host.
Yeah, we would be hosting it because, of course, we're recreating it. So hosting, what it's doing is it's storing that content of that website on a server. It has to be stored somewhere. So that's what hosting means, right?
Right.
So if you guys decided, well, we don't even want you to host it or maintain it anymore, we don't want to pay the $49 a month, okay, that's fine. It's still your domain, but that content is our content. So the content would disappear because we're no longer, we've parted. Does that make sense?
Right. So the $49 a month to host, do you have a discount annually or every 2 years? Nothing?
No, it's just you pay monthly $49.
All right. So what we're looking at is if we decide to cancel, everything remains the same. You no longer provide any kind of managing service, but now we're at $49.99 a month. Just the host.
It's a flat $49, and that means that if you have changes, let's say you got changes, you want to change the content that's on the website, you want to update photos, you want to now, let's say you didn't have a way where clients, you didn't have it set up where you wanted clients where they could book appointments with you, right? But now you want appointments set up on there where clients can go on there and book an appointment with him. We would do that, right? You're paying the $49 a month. That's included with hosting and maintaining that website, any updates on it or what have you. we're not gonna just charge you $49 to host it. I mean, if you got changes, updates on it, we're gonna do them because you're paying that $49 a month fee.
Okay. Can you send Greg an email with, in the event, just the $49 a month services that come up with that? I don't anticipate that, but I just want to be aware of it so we know where we're at.
I know it's definitely located in the invoice. I can see if they can send me something to specifically send that to you. But I know it is definitely in the invoice as well.
I don't understand. Once we sign up, the invoice.
So if you want that first, then I'll have my manager draw up something so that I can send that to you. I mean, if that's what you want first before we move forward.
No, I don't want that first. I'd like to have it outlined. So
yeah, no, of course. Of course. That's okay. What I'm saying. I will ask my manager to draw up something so that I can send that to you if you would like that before we proceed forward. I understand all your concerns. Trust me. I get it. You want everything in writing. You want to make sure what you're getting. In the event of this, what's going to happen, right? I understand.
Yeah, it's just for us. We're not surprised. And a lot of times, like you might tell us, and I'm okay with what you're saying. I just won't remember it. Never came down and we're like, oh, they didn't tell us. No, they did because here's a copy of it in the folder. So,
Yeah, no, I get that. I totally get that. And I know too, sometimes Liz, I'm going to be honest with you. People say one thing, a lot of these companies, and then they come out with something different, right? And it's like, if you don't have it in writing, I mean, it's kind of hard to remember. You know what I mean? So I can definitely have it. That makes you feel more comfortable. I can have my manager draw it up. I'm on lunch right now and so is he. So I can have him draw it up to give me that verbiage for you and I can email it to you so that it states it in there.
Perfect.
Once you receive that, Greg, then you can call me when you're ready to move forward.
Well, I'm going to give you the – I'm moving forward now. If I can give you the card detail, that'd be great.
Okay. Is she going to – does Liz want me to send it to the same email?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. No, that'll always be the email that if we ever correspond with you by email, because we'll correspond with you through text message, email. I mean, this is always where we're going to send everything. So even your receipts, okay? So
yeah, that's fine.
What's the name on the card that you're using?
Okay. It is – Gregory A. Hill.
Okay.
And then
give me one second. I don't know what's going on with my computer here. Come on, buddy. Gregory, you said A. Hill?
Yeah.
A as in apple? Okay.
Yep. And then Hill.
Okay. Now, do you also want me to notate Liz as an authorized, so she can make changes to the account? Let's say, Gregory, you couldn't call in to make a change. Do you want me to note her as an authorized user on the account as well?
Yes, please. That'll be great.
Okay. So does she go by Liz or Elizabeth? I mean, do you want me to notate her name? Liz?
Liz, B-H-I-L-L.
Okay. And what's her phone number? Because the only reason why I ask is because they'll identify it's her by her phone number. They'll verify that it's her. What's her number?
It's 818-395-8889.
Okay. 818-395-8889, correct?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, awesome. All right, bear with me here. It's probably only going to take about maybe 10 minutes for us just to kind of update everything, get you through the process, and then we'll schedule. When are you going to want your client interview? Do you prefer for it to be today, or do you want to give it until tomorrow so you can get a hold of Aaron, I think you said?
I would say tomorrow later afternoon because this way I have time to get a hold of him, and I have a few things I'm doing right now. So.
Yeah, no worries, no worries. Let me do this. No, I won't be here tomorrow, so your client interview, just so you know, they're going to call you from an 877 number, so just make sure you're answering all calls within the hour. In fact, I'm having a procedure done tomorrow, so I've been on a liquid diet all day. I'm, like, dying.
Oh, man.
I'm like, let me tell you, bone broth isn't the business. That's for sure.
Yeah, not good.
No, I was on the phone with Kaiser, and I'm like, listen, up until when can I continue the liquid diet? Because tomorrow's my procedure, and they're like, well, you can't have nothing to eat 3 hours before your procedure. And I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus. I told my husband, you better have me a fat burger or something.
That's great.
So do you want me to set up your client interview for tomorrow between 3 and 4?
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
They'll call you tomorrow, Greg, and we'll send you a reminder an hour before your client interview. We'll text you just to let you know it's coming up in the next hour. So just make sure you're answering all calls within that time frame. So they'll call you between 3 and 4. And let's say you're in the middle of something when they call you and you need 5 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, can you call me back in 5 minutes? And they'll call you right back. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm sending you the calendar invite for that. You don't have to do anything with it. It's just letting you know when your appointment is. So let me send that. All right. Just sent that to you. Okay. Same billing address as the address that you gave me?
Yeah.
And then is it Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And what's the card number when you're ready?
It is 4094.
Uh-huh.
5100.
Okay.
0155.
Uh-huh.
5660.
Expiration month and year?
1025.
1025, and the CVV code on the back?
825.
Okay. I want to put a security question on your account with us. You have the choice that it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you want for your security question?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was her maiden name?
Turansky. T-U-R-A-N-S-K-Y.
Okay. Turansky. Got it.
Yeah.
And I'll explain to you why we put the security question. Let's say someone calls you and they're like, hey, you need to verify your profile and you need to pay $5. You don't give them a dime. You take down the phone number, disconnect the call, and you call us immediately because it's not us calling you. How you can identify if it's us calling or not, just ask, what's my security question? And they'll hang up with you. That's how you know it's not us calling. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
We do it
perfect.
For that reason. Okay.
Okay.
So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification. It is for your protection. It's just going to walk you through on our terms, our agreement. It's going to go over billing date. It'll also state that if you choose to cancel, again, just call 3 business days before the billing's due. So this way you're not charged. When I'm walking you through it, if there's something you don't understand, Greg, just do me a favor. Just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Epoxy Surface Professionals.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Greg Hill, owner.
Greg, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Greg, you also authorize your wife, Liz Hill, to make changes to the account, and in the event you cannot call in to make a change?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, Greg, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And again, keep in mind, if someone's calling to sell you another type of online product, they're not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you to spend more money than the $299 a month. And again, if someone calls you saying you need to pay even $5, disconnect the call and call us immediately. Identify that it's us by asking them what your security question is, and they'll hang up on you. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, we're not saying, just to kind of let you know as well, we're not saying you can't do additional online marketing. What we're saying, Greg, is that before you do, just give us a quick call just to confirm that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is July, 17th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. What that means is that your second payment will be charged on August 17th, 2023, in the discounted amount of $299. So this will be a recurring payment. What that means, Greg, is that your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So that's the number that I sent you by text, 877-635-6225. And you're going to hit number one when you hear the recording to get in touch with customer service. Now,
okay.
We do ask that if you choose to cancel or pause your agreement, that you at least call us 3 business days before that next billing is due. So this way you're not incurring that charge. So you already know if you're going to cancel it or if you're going to pause it, just call 3 business days before the 17th. So that way they don't charge you. Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just updating the package. I'm going to process the payment, and then we're just going to go over a couple of notes. They're just basic notes for the technician so that they know where to start from. Okay? What I would also like you to do is when you have time, we would like to ask you for a couple of pictures, okay? You're going to get this email asking you to submit some photos. This is going to help us with us making the changes for the Google Business Profile, that process to be a lot quicker. So
yep.
You don't have to send all of the photos that they're requiring. You know, if you got a work truck, send us a picture. You got equipment, send us a photo, right? You got a business card, send us a picture. Okay?
Yeah.
And it's all in on that email. You don't have to send us everything. Just send us some of the items that you do have. So this way, if Google ever requires it, we already got those and we don't have to call you and bug you for them. Okay?
Okay. Good.
Now, let's take a look here. So do you want to keep it within the 50-mile radius for the Facebook ads?
Yeah, that's probably good. Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay. And then I'm putting on here, we're going to create you a new Facebook business page. Facebook page. So we're going to create it because I know you sent me your, excuse me, your personal one. I don't know where this cop is coming from. Let me see.
From all the shit they're spraying on us. I'm kidding.
Yeah, no crap. You know, I'm like the chemtrail.
Thank you. There you go.
I'm like, oh my Lord. I'm like, just all of a sudden, and I'm like, oh great. Listen, I cannot cancel this procedure. I don't know how many times. Kaiser's like, listen, even my doctor told me, when are you going to get the procedure done? I'm like, I know.
Get it handled.
And yeah, I'm getting it handled. And you have a business logo too, so I'm notating that on here.
Yeah.
Has
yeah.
Photos, business logo. What are your hours of operation?
7 to 5, I would say, Monday through
7
Friday.
7 to 5. Okay, Monday through Friday, 7 to 5.
50 miles on here. And then, let's see. We're going to use your domain.
50, right?
Yeah, I put 50.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's good.
Monday, and then I'm putting Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. Well, you're at least you like to spend time with your wife. My
yeah,
husband now, I'm like, I'm not even, and that's a joke because I'm going to tell you, sometimes I'm like, oh, man, aren't you going to go fishing with the buddies? He doesn't do that much anymore since he's on dialysis
right.
now. It's kind of hard with his fistula in his arm. What are the forms of payments that you typically accept, like cash, checks, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal?
Checks are, you know, cash, checks, Zelle, Venmo. I prefer Zelle over Venmo, but we, you know.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And then when we contact you, let's say we got an update on your account, do you prefer we phone, text, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Phone, text is usually best. Email as well,
okay.
But phone, text, you know.
I'm going to put phone and text. Okay. And then now I just want to let you know, you don't have to do it now, so we're going to update it to show your physical phone number, okay,
yes.
on your Google profile. But if there is a time that you want a tracking number, okay, the tracking number is linked to your phone. It will come with an app that you would have to download from the app store so you could track your calls, your messages, and even block spam calls. You don't have to do that now. It's always an option for you if you ever decide you want the tracking number. It's no additional cost. We just add the tracking number, okay?
For
right now, I'm going to put no, but if you ever change your mind, just give us a call and we could add the tracking number for you, okay?
Okay, no problem.
And then I'm putting on here that you're getting your login credentials for that. Give me 1 second. Let me go back to the website link. Okay. Let's see, copy that. Yeah, last week I had my husband in the hospital. I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is not the business.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing good. It comes with the territory of being on dialysis. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just,
yeah.
you know, it's part of it. It is what it is. I tell him, you know what? You just learn to live like that. I mean, you can't, you know, and I get it. It's a whole mindset. Now
yeah,
I'm putting yeah. the obvious epoxy flooring. What are some other keywords that you want to utilize on here? Let me try to think.
So
I mean, I just think.
Epoxy floor. There's polyaspartic. I'll spell it because it's P-O-L-Y-A-S-P-A-R-T-I-C.
Okay. Polyaspartic, got it.
Is really the main material I use, but most people don't even know what that means. They all go by epoxy, everything's epoxy.
I know, right?
But polyaspartic flooring, I always put down like, home improvement, man cave, garage.
Right?
Bowl,
concrete floor restoration.
Restoration.
Epoxy coating.
The coatings.
Okay.
Patios, we do patios, stairs, porches, walkways.
That's the epoxy form, right?
Yeah, and I try to do all of the exterior outdoor stuff because I don't want to walk through somebody's house with, you know, epoxy and drip it on the floor and have a... So it's all outdoor concrete restoration.
Okay.
Concrete specialty coatings.
Restoration and then outdoor. I just want to kind of give them a gist and then they're going to go over way more in detail with you.
You can put epoxy design, epoxy floor system. I even put man cave because some of these people I do stuff for, they're kind of like
I'm going to tell you, my husband turned the garage into his man cave.
Here you go. See, that's it. That's the deal. Yeah.
Okay, and then epoxy design I want to put in there, too.
Yeah, and like rec rooms, like I did, my son's got a plate, a property, and we went and he's got a rec room. It's like a couple hundred square feet, and we did that. So, you know, rec rooms, whatever. So.
Okay, awesome. And you only doing residential? Do you also do commercial?
I do commercial. I'll do whatever. You know, and on bigger jobs that are beyond my scope, I have a couple of people I network with, or I'll they give me a little commission. So.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. All right. So let's take a look here. Let me just do this real quick. Let me go to here. Bear with me. Okay. Now, if you take a look at either your emails, you can even look at your phone, you should have received your invoice, and it'll say initial invoice on it.
Yeah, I got it. Well,
okay.
Yeah, wait a minute. The M. Medina at relevantad.com.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a message that came through. Let me go back to it. It'll say initial invoice. It'll show on your phone. It's also going to show on your text messages because we send it to both, just so you have it in both.
Let me see.
It should be coming through in a couple minutes. It's taking a minute right now.
No problem. Let's see.
It might have came through.
Just the locals.
Initial invoice. It'll say local splash initial invoice. When you open it, it'll say, hello, Gregory A. Thank you for choosing local splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Okay, I'll look at this one. Is a local splash terms of experience.
Oh, so you already clicked on where it says click here. Okay, perfect. Yeah. I wanted you to go on this page. Okay, so what you're looking at, it says local splash terms of experience, right?
Yes.
So this is everything that we're doing. So what you're getting under the services is a Google Business Profile optimization, and we need the Google Business Profile access, which is what you're going to get from Aaron.
Yeah.
You're getting the directory submissions, okay? You're also getting the My Site with the custom website that we're going to create for you, okay?
Yeah.
And then if you look at where it says add-ons, plugins, the policy, like, let's just say, remember how I was telling your wife, like, if she decides, you know, you guys decide you just want us to host it, it would be $49, okay? That's it, $49 a month. Okay. We're getting, you're going to need to give us, so on your personal page, you're going to also, for your Facebook, that we're building a business Facebook page, you're going to have the access to it as well. So we're going to make sure you have access to that. And then we're also running Facebook ads. Google ads doesn't apply to you. Google Guaranteed is not available for your industry, but it's a pay-per-lead product that Google offers. It's just not available in your industry. Google Workspace. Now, that's if you wanted like an actual like email that said Greg at epoxy, you know, with your business name .com, right?
Right.
They might offer it to you during your client interview. Greg, you don't have to do it, okay, because it is an added cost. So you could decline it, okay? You already have your email. It's like an actual work Gmail account.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to have more.
Yeah, you don't need that. So just decline it if they offer it. Advanced reporting system is included in your package. Our live client support team, it shows you their 877 number, okay? We're here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. If we ever communicate to you through a text message, it shows your mobile phone number listed there. And then you have our delivery dates. As we mentioned, the first page, as I said, can take 30 to 45 days, but sometimes I've seen it happen sooner, okay? But that's always our promise. Now, today your payment was $398 to activate your services. So that was a $99 base product setup fee. And we break it down. So from that $299, 100 of it we allocate to your Facebook ads that we're managing. You're not incurring a cost per click because you're paying this a flat rate. Okay?
Okay.
Now, your monthly after, we give you the breakdown. $199 plus $100, $299 a month. Every month after that. It shows you right there. Seasonal hold or cancellations, we ask that you call us 3 business days before the billing is due, so this way you're not charged. And then right underneath of that, where it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card, by you clicking in that little box, you're certifying that it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment.
Okay.
And then at the bottom where it's asking you to type your name, Greg, all you're going to type is the way it's spelled there. Gregory space A, no period after the A, and then Hill. You don't have to put the date. It's already there.
I'm going to click the box that says I certify that I am an authorized holder. I click that, correct?
Yes. And then at the bottom where it says to sign, click in that box and type your name, Gregory space A space Hill, no period after the A.
Okay, got it. Now I can confirm.
And then confirm your signature. Now it should open up a box, Greg, or another page asking you. Perfect, you're there. Awesome. I wanted you to see this. So have your wife also watch the video too, so that way if you ever get stuck on something, she knows how to get in there. It's really simple though, okay? This is where, what you're looking at is where you would go in to track your results with us. So we don't have the username and password yet because they're going to be creating it. So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to get this link with an email with this link, a username and a password. Okay? That's why I want you to watch the video. Other than that, everything is all set. I've already notated the account. So tomorrow, remember, they're going to call you between 3 and 4 o'clock from an 877 number, and we'll send you a reminder an hour before your client interview. I'm kind of bummed I won't be here because I typically like to introduce you to the technician before I bring them on the line. But so I'm hoping you get one of my favorites. Well, they're all my favorites, but there are certain ones I like more. You know,
no,
I just kind of have a connect, but I want to be the first to welcome you and Liz to our local Splash family. I'm super excited for you guys. Really excited.
Really need to shot in the arm with this thing because, you know, doing the work
any
is not a
questions?
Problem.
Yeah, any questions or anything you have, just please feel free and reach out to customer service. That's what we're here for. Okay, if it's something urgent and you can't wait, you are welcome to call me, even though I can't make the change, but I can get a message over to them. But they're really good about responding right away with you, okay?
Perfect. And then when I call that 877 number, like, is there an extension to where if I want to...
Yes,
I'm
so
not
when
to
you...
You
yeah, no. So when you, in fact, when you, let me do this. I'm going to send you a text message, so this way you have my extension, too. I'll send you my contact info. It's at the bottom of the email, too, but I'm also going to send it to you in the text. Okay? So this way you have it there as well. Yeah, my extension, it's going to be the same number. You would just put in the extension 623. So it'll say, if you know the extension of the party you're trying to reach, hit this number and then put their extension.
Yeah.
So let me send it to you. Just so that way you have it. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome. All right, then. Well, I'm so excited for you. Okay, so remember, your homework is to get Aaron to give you access to your Google profile page. He needs to give you the login credential, which is going to be the login and the password to get in to your Google website domain or your website domain. So that way we can go in there and create your website. Yes. So you need the login credentials to that. And then just kind of start gathering some photos for us for your Google verification, just in case if Google requires it because we're updating the business, you know, the phone number and the address, so that way it now shows you there in Sunland. Then this way we already have that in case they ask for it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. You are so welcome. Have a blessed day. Please say goodbye to Liz for me.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Okay.
Bye-bye.